My friends in Christ, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who sets us free indeed. From John chapter 8, I'd like to share these words with you and ponder them with you today, starting at verse 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are the offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Let us pray. Therefore I murmur not, heaven is my home. Whate'er my earthly lot, heaven is my home. And I shall surely stand there at my Lord's right hand. Heaven is my fatherland. Heaven is my home. Amen. Please be seated. Well, it's only once every 7 years or so that the 4th of July falls on a Sunday such as it does today. You know, in seminary, and I don't know if, Justin, this is your experience, but we were kind of taught that you don't do a lot of preaching. Don't hit the secular holidays too hard in your preaching. There's Justin back there. Why aren't you in a pew, Justin? No, you're okay. But not to hit the secular holidays too hard, you know, stick to the assigned readings for the Sunday and preach on those and make a passing reference to whatever secular holiday it is or include it in your prayers. But, you know, there are certain holidays that the language we use as Americans is so profoundly religious, even in our secular holidays, that if we don't ponder those things while they're on everyone's minds, we let some golden opportunities slip past us. I think of Thanksgiving, for example. It's a secular holiday. It's not a church holiday. It's a national holiday, and yet it's infused with religious meaning by its very nature. And so, too, is the 4th of July. On a day when we think of words like oppression and freedom, and we think we understand these words, but I wonder, do we really? How can we truly understand oppression if we haven't actually lived oppression? And on the other hand, how can we truly appreciate freedom if we have not first experienced its counterpart, oppression? I believe that our common understanding of freedom in America is way too limited and far too narrow. We usually think of freedom in America as a political achievement. It's something that we attain through a political process or in political documents such as the Bill of Rights and our Constitution, and we maintain it through our elections and so forth. But I would suggest to you that there is so much more to freedom than the rights that have been secured for us in political documents. As wonderful as our liberties are, and who wouldn't want them, but as wonderful as our liberties are as Americans, freedom in America does not necessarily make you free indeed. I submit to you that you cannot be free indeed, not even in America, unless your spirit is free. And that is a freedom that politics cannot secure for you, and it is a freedom that no tyrant can deny to you, because it has nothing to do with earthly government. It is an intensely personal reality. You think about our Lord's audience in this gospel reading. These were people who lacked the heritage of freedom such as we enjoy. Politically and economically, these were an oppressed people. They were subject to a foreign power that had occupied their land, and they were subject to its laws and its taxation. And all of that was enforced by the sword, of course. And with whatever liberties they may have had, could easily and always be withdrawn from them depending on the whims of a given emperor. And yet, to these people, for whom oppression was so real, Jesus offers a radical kind of personal freedom right in the midst of their oppression. Yes, you can be free even if your land is occupied by a foreign power. You can be free even if you are in prison, when you are free from the bondage of your sin and death, when your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, when you are free to exercise your birthright as a child of God, independent of whatever political situation you may find yourself in. In Christ's administration, repentant sinners are declared to be righteous through their faith in Christ. And they are set free from that old way of thinking that the only way to get on God's good side is to do certain prescribed things. No, we are free from that. Free, Jesus said, not because of the Bill of Rights and as Americans, but free in His Word and as His disciples. Free from the sins and the guilt of sins that enslave everybody else. Free from the fear of God, that He might punish us for our sins, because we know that sin was already punished at the cross. Free to respond to God out of gratefulness, not out of obligation. Free to respond out of love instead of fear. Free to be free indeed. You see, just because we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, that doesn't mean we're necessarily free. Just as politically oppressed people can be free, politically free people can be oppressed. And look around you, it's all over. I'll give you a few examples. We have the freedom of the press in our nation. Thank God. But if the press uses that freedom to slant their coverage in a certain way and to give us false impressions of the truth and what's really happening, are we really free indeed? We have free markets. But if I cannot resist the materialism of our culture and the slick, glitzy ads for different products, am I really free? I always think it's a great irony, and I have to chuckle when, you know, teenagers, for example, say, I want to be free to do what I want to do, and yet they all want to wear American Eagle, as if some unseen overlord is imposing a uniform code on them. And that's freedom. Oh yeah, okay, we have the freedom of speech. But if people use that freedom to lie and slander and curse and to foment hatred and bigotry and use perverse language, are we really free indeed? Yes, we have the freedom to bear arms. The Supreme Court recently affirmed that. But if people use their guns to rob and steal and kill and to terrorize our neighborhoods, are we free indeed? On July 4th, it's even worth remembering that we can be seduced into a twisted form of patriotism that encourages hostility against those with whom we disagree. And that's freedom? Paul says in Galatians 5, you, brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. People who use their freedom to indulge the sinful nature are not a free people. As a matter of fact, they are the worst kind of oppressed people because they don't even see their oppression. But they have deluded themselves into imagining that they are free because they can sin. But Jesus says he who sins is a slave to sin. You're not free. And political freedom can't set you free from that. True freedom is rooted in truth, Jesus says. Truth that is true in every circumstance, no matter what political situation you find yourself in, whether you are free or oppressed politically, truth is truth, and that truth sets you free. Consider Reverend Richard Wurmbrand, who was a Lutheran pastor that spent much of his life imprisoned for his faith in communist Romania. And although he was behind bars and sometimes even tortured, yet he knew a freedom which transcends the freedoms that we like to celebrate on July 4th. He knew of a freedom that gave him that liberty even in the prison cell. He knew that regardless of whether or not he ever got out of prison, he was a free man. Even as St. Paul said from his prison cell, it is for freedom that Christ set us free. To be free indeed is to be forgiven your guilt, to have your destiny secured, and to live with a confidence and a joy before God that is unrelated to the political situation you find yourself in. This insight is so crucial as we try to understand what Jesus is offering us here. Not a freedom that is merely an illusion of freedom, but a freedom that sets you free indeed. As Americans, we lay claim to some very precious freedoms. Freedoms that are guaranteed to us in the Bill of Rights, and freedoms that are very much worth fighting for and dying for, to be sure. However, just because we possess these freedoms, it does not mean we live as if we are free. But to be free, to really be free, to live free, we've got to see beyond what liberty has secured for me and use my liberties to serve you and to serve others, free from selfish ambitions. I'll read the rest of that verse from Paul in Galatians. He says, "Do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." And this is the great irony of true freedom. You are free indeed when you are bound to Jesus Christ in His mercy. And you live free when you take the form of a servant, ironically, and you use your liberty to serve other people. The world is crying out for Christians who understand that kind of freedom. People who are freed to be free, to help people out of their bondage to freedom. Because look around you. Even though we live in America, everywhere you look, people are in bondage. They are locked in prisons of resentment and they don't know how to get out. They are shackled by feelings of guilt from which they cannot escape. They are handcuffed by their addictions. And they have no key to unlock and to break those bonds. They're terrified and tormented by worries about the economy and the weather and the crops and the day's news, with no way of calming their troubled hearts. They are fettered by their loneliness and their isolation, and no one is there to set them free. If there are any Christians here today in these pews who know up here that you've been set free to be free, but who are still crippled by anxieties of one kind or another, this is the day to name the one who oppresses you and then to call on the name of Him who sets you free indeed. It's time for you to cry out with the lepers and the blind man, "Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. Set me free. Set me free from the guilt that I feel. Let me leave it behind finally and forever. Lord Jesus, set me free from my own selfishness and from my addictions and my worries and my loneliness and my false gods. Lord Jesus, set me free to be of service to others who also long to be free. Set me free to serve, Lord, even as Christ served me at the cross, and set me free." July 4th is a great day on which we gather to remember our heritage of liberty in America and to enjoy the company of family and friends and have a grilled hamburger and maybe some fireworks. But it's also an opportunity for us to remember that the fullest understanding of oppression and freedom is rooted not in American history or politics, but in our faith in Jesus Christ. Are you free indeed? Then Jesus Christ is calling you to share the bold yet gentle joy and the caring and the serving love which derive from His gospel. and to the end that we might all be good and godly citizens of this great land of the free, may we all discover what it means to be freed, to live free indeed. In the precious name of Christ, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.